Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastors with Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are still talking about the unpardonable sin. And yesterday I mentioned the fact that the unpardonable sin is actually the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. You know, so what is this particular sin? Hallelujah. What is this particular sin? The people were saying, this is the Christ. You see, they said that this is the Christ. This is Matthew chapter 12 now. This is the Christ. Verse 23. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David, or is not this the Christ? But the Pharisee said, no, this guy cannot be the Christ, because he's doing what he's doing by the power of the devil. Jesus addressed that and went on to say in verse 31, he says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. This blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, how can you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost? What do you do to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit? You know, if you read in Revelations, you see a lot over there, how the Antichrist blasphemes against Christ, against the Son of God, and speaks against God. That's actually the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because in 1 John chapter 4, he mentions, he says, hereby, 1 John 4:2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So, you see, the Holy Spirit is the one who brought Jesus out of the dead. He is the one responsible. He is the power responsible for bringing Jesus from the dead. He rose Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 8, you see it there. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, the Bible says that, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. You see, so he's the spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead. So if he should say that this is a Christ, hallelujah, and you should say that this is not the Christ, then there's a problem. Then you've actually attributed his work. You are saying that his work is not his work, and that his work is actually not good enough. You see, that is why he says that the one that confesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is actually the Spirit of God. He's the one who makes that. He's the one who makes that possible. Paul mentions it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 when he was talking to the Corinthians. He said, no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God who moves men to talk like that, to say things like that, to say and confirm the fact that Jesus is the Christ. So if a man should come and say that Jesus is not the Christ, then he's sinning the sin that leads to death. That is the unpardonable sin. And that is a sin that cannot be forgiven. The sin that will take you to hell and take you to the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Do you see? The Holy Spirit is there. He's the one. He's the one who is responsible for Jesus' resurrection. And he is the one who is responsible for making Jesus a Christ. He is the anointing of Jesus. He's the anointing and he's the anointing that makes Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, the Bible mentions that, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. He was raised. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Who is the glory of the Father? The Holy Spirit is the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. He's the glory of the Father. He is the one who raised Jesus up from the dead. There are various scriptures that show the fact that, if you read in Ephesians chapter 1, for instance, you know, he mentions that the same power that raised Jesus up from the dead dwells in you. You see, if that same power dwells in you, he says, then that power that raises us up from the dead and places him at the right hand of the Father, you see, works in you. That's what he says. He says that you might come to know that power. Who is that power? The Holy Spirit is that power. So, committing unpardonable sin is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And what is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit? Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is to say something against the one he has anointed, or the one he's responsible for. That is to talk against Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To say that Jesus is not the Christ. It is the spirit of the Antichrist. You see, the job of the Holy Spirit is to convict the world of sin. If you read in John chapter 16, you know, verse 8, Jesus was talking. He says that when the Holy Spirit has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Then he goes on to say, of sin, because they believe not on me. So this is the sin that takes people to hell. The unpardonable sin. It cannot be forgiven. It cannot be forgiven. It's a sin of not believing in the one that the Holy Spirit has said is the anointed one. I hope it makes sense. Hallelujah. That is what it is. That is what it is. Hallelujah. I'll help you with some more scriptures tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. I love you very much. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.